be sure you do that. Also, his wife, Brandy, and his daughter, Kaya, are here. And I'm going to let him tell a little bit about himself and explain to you what he's been doing, what he hopes to do. But, Jordan, let's pray together. Father, we pray your grace be upon Jordan and help him to help us this morning. We pray that through his words, we will hear you. We will be reminded of your work in our world and your providence at work. And we're thankful for the good that he is doing and that he will do, and that we can participate in that in supporting him. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, two things before I get started this morning. Milo, I am proud to say that I've watched Bluey, and I love it. It's a great show. One of the few clean ones out there nowadays. But secondly, I wanted to say how thankful my family and I are to all of you here for the blessings that you the blessing that you have been to my family, and for inviting us to come here so that I may have the privilege to speak before you. Sorry. Just a brief background. My brothers and I were fortunate enough to be the sons of a missionary and preacher, and for 14 years, we were we've been through some very amazing, or been to some very amazing places. Scotland, where my dad planted a church in a town called Dundee. We moved to Rancho Cordova, California, and then to Middletown, Rhode Island. And in 97, my family and I moved to Arlington, Texas. Or within that time, I served in the military, or the Air Force, right after 9/11, and where I met, well, for 2 years, and that's where I met my beautiful wife, Brandy, in 2007, and in 2010, my beautiful daughter, Kaya. Once I graduated high school, I really didn't know what I wanted to do in life. Most people at that age don't really know what they want to do at that time. I attempted school several times, both before and after the military. I worked both retail and service, waiting tables. And finally, before I decided to come to Sunset, I did both private security and I did security work in at a high school in Arlington, which is something only special people, I think, could do, especially working within a school, especially a high school. From a very young age, watching my father and others stand up here to speak as well as to go out and evangelize, there had been a spark within me. One at times would kind of flicker and become somewhat of a small flame, but then always go back to a spark. And during while really just trying to figure out what I wanted to do in life, I had forgotten that I had that spark. I thought it had gone away. That is the spark to come and to preach the word of God, to know what I am meant to do, what God is calling me to do. And that is up until about the fall of 2021, where that spark became a roaring fire. And that I felt the urge, the pull to go to Sunset, that I realized that that was God calling me to do what he has prepared me to do. See, when it comes to God, you never know when he's going to call you. No matter what that calling is, besides being a preacher or a missionary, whatever that may be. And see, the thing is, he is calling us. Let me back up. I'm sorry. We never know when he will call us, what he is calling us to do, or where he is calling us to go. The question we must ask ourselves is, when God calls, will we answer? See, we need to be patient. We have to truly listen to when he calls, to have faith in our Father that he will take care of us. See, patience is the ability to wait something out or to endure something tedious or painful without becoming annoyed, angry, or upset. This is something that I myself and other people find it a very hard thing to practice. We want it now. You know, whether it's fast food or being able to watch a movie or, you know, or show you just as quickly as pressing a button or as fast as turning on a light bulb. We like I said, we want it now. We feel like we need it now. A good example for those who understand those who have served in the military, a saying that I find absolutely annoying is to hurry up and wait. Oh, good. Essentially, it is to what in the military, they tell you to get everything ready as fast as possible and then just wait. That is not a fun time to be forced to wait. In James, writing about patience and suffering, in chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, he writes, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth. Be patient about it until he receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." See, God expects us to be patient, no matter what that situation may be, in all situations. See, and this is when it comes to our own calling. Whatever that may be, God calls us in his own time. In 2 Peter chapter 3, and referring to God in time, in verse 8, he writes, "But do not overlook one fact, beloved, that the Lord, with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000, and a day is like 1,000 years. For God, time does not exist. He invented it for us to help us measure the passage of time." See, God is everywhere at one given time. He's at the beginning of time as he is now, as he is at the very end of time. He is outside of it. But just think about it, though. Abraham. How old was Abraham when God first called upon him? 79 years old. When God made his covenant and promised Abraham what would become of him and his family. God called him and took him away from everything that Abraham knew and just told him to go. And it took another 20 years for the birth of his son, Isaac. I admit that before God finally, when God called me that day, I was angry. I got easily jealous of others, especially of those who had become successful before me in life, whether as if that they had an amazing job, that they were excelling in something, or the fact that my friends and other people and family were finding that one person and starting a family. In Psalms 37, 7 and 8, David writes, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil." As David writes, we need to be still and to wait on him, to be patient. See, it does us no good whatsoever to be angry or jealous of others. It only hurts us in the long run. See, because of this, we need to be aware of when he will be called. In Samuel, we read of a young boy at the beginning of Samuel. We read of a young boy by the name of Samuel. He grew up within the tabernacle, serving the priest and serving God. See, in those days of Samuel, God rarely spoke to his people. Eli, the current priest, and his sons were not in a position to hear the word of God. Their hearts were not in the right place. But Samuel's heart was in a different place. It was toward God. That is why God called upon him. See, it took Samuel three times to answer. And each time he thought it was Eli. But after the third time, Eli realized what was going on and told Samuel what to do. So finally, and he says in chapter 3, verse 10, "And the Lord came and stood, calling at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant hears. But the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel in which the two ears of everyone who hears will tingle." Because of the life that he led, Samuel was able to hear God. Now, I'm not saying that any one of us here in this room will hear a big booming voice coming out from the heavens, like on the day that Jesus was baptized, nor a whisper or a vapor. See, God will speak through the Spirit when it is time. For me, it took 39 years to hear that call. See, during certain times in my life, I thought I was ready. But to God, I was not. My heart was not in the right place it needed to be. It was not ready to heed his call. One of my favorite prophets, Jeremiah, wrote, God gave him a very excellent example of what God does to us. And in chapter 18, God takes Jeremiah to a potter and shows him what a potter does. And now God is referring to the nation of Israel at this point, but it's something that we can take and apply to our own lives. (Clears throat) The word of the Lord, in verse 1 of chapter 18, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. And the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Then the word of the Lord came to me. O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done, declares the Lord. Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. We are constantly molded and remolded into what God needs each and every one of us to be. See, God decides when we are ready. We do not. He is the one who makes us into who we are. What we go through in life, the good and the bad, it is to prepare us to what we need to be. See, when we are ready, when our hearts are ready, that is when he speaks. In 1 Kings, God talks to Elijah at the edge of the cave. And in one moment, Elijah sees and hears an earthquake, an earth-shattering quake. The next moment, a rushing and roaring wind. See, it's also not when life is crazy or when we want to hear God's word. It is in those quiet moments that we hear God. It took me nearly two decades where I needed to be and to learn to listen and to not expect that booming voice come from heaven. So when we do hear that call, we need to trust and to have faith in God that he will take care of us and see us through. Two prime examples of that on opposite ends. One would be Abraham and the other Jonah. See, me personally, I find this very difficult to do at times, to fully trust in God and to have faith that God will take care of us no matter what we are doing or where we are going. In Hebrews 11, we're given a list of certain heroes in the Old Testament, what some may call the Hero Hall of Fame or the Faithful Hall of Fame. In verses 8 and 9 of that chapter, writes, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going, but by faith he went to live in the land of promise, in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. How crazy is that? God called him to go, to leave. But he went, not knowing where God would lead him. But he did trust that God would take care of him. Do as he promised. The faith that we have is the believing that God is who he says he is. What he and he alone can do. See, our trust is what takes us further. It is making that willful choice to trust that God would do as he promises. We need to have faith and trust like Abraham, like so many those before us who were called. But we need to have faith. And we need to be careful when the evil one decides to plant seeds of doubt in our minds and our hearts. So this is where patience comes into play. It does us no good to worry about what will come and what will be, or necessarily to rush and take control of our own lives and to rush things and even rush God. There are those, brethren, our brethren out in the world in this very room, who may feel that things are not what they should be or supposed to be. When we have these feelings, remember that there are those who have known or have always known what they wanted to do in life, what God has called them for from a very young age, but there's others like myself, like Abraham, like those in the Word, in the Old Testament, that takes longer. And that is something that we all need to be good with. I know it's not easy, but it's something that we must do. God will allow us. Well, God will call us when it is His time and not ours. We need to be patient for when He does, and to be in a place spiritually in our lives where we are ready and willing and to truly listen to when He calls. And that we need to trust and have faith in Him, that God will take care of us wherever we go. Now, brethren, if there's something on your hearts this morning and you wish to bring it before us, or if you have not yet accepted Christ into your lives and you wish to be baptized this morning, please do so now as we stand and as we sing.